Welcome, welcome, welcome to ESL RPG. This podcast is hosted in Toyama, Japan at MT English School. I am one of your players and your main host, David Coolidge. First, let's start this introduction with a question. What is ESL RPG? Well, it's not the true name of this podcast. You can think of this as a concept for the podcast, while different sections will have different names. But ESL RPG is the main idea. Tabletop role-playing games played by people learning English. Next, what? Why? Why these games? In language education, it is well known that practice is important to get good at languages. According to some, games can be used for getting good practice. This program tests that idea. But not with the easy games. No, no, no. We know Scrabble is good for vocabulary, because that's one reason English speakers play it. We know Mad Libs is good for grammar and sentence building, because that's one reason English speakers play it. I know Go Fish is good for speaking practice, because it gets my students talking, but that's all easy stuff. We want to test the unconventional games, games English speakers play because they are fun. Why? Because fun is important too! Another idea forgotten sometimes when building or choosing games for the classroom is transference and engagement. If students enjoy something, they will do it by themselves, instead of just for English practice. This is for reading, watching TV, movies, games, everything. Everything! And transference means using that skill outside of the classroom. But why tabletop role-playing games? That's a better question. These games build stories, but also use rules for players. In these games, you make a character following these rules. Someone good at some things and bad at others. These rules both limit and expand your options, and these characters give you a framework. In ESL classrooms, something similar is scripted dialogue versus free dialogue. The scripted dialogue lets you change very little, useful for people without confidence. The free dialogue, you gotta put everything in yourself. These games are somewhere in between, first limiting and naming your options, but then letting you build your story how you want to, doing anything you can think of. What about this first campaign? People don't sound like students. Well, they aren't. This first campaign started as a proof of time. I am a teacher, a busy man, and most people I know are busy people. Can I get them to meet twice a month to do these tests? Will I be ready? What if I am the game master? Can I make it work? And also, most importantly, I'm bored! I haven't played a good campaign in over 5 years! Let's get the friends together and do this! That's where this first campaign starts. Here, no one is a student. Almost all of us are or were English teachers, including our friends in America. Those of us not English teachers are girlfriends, husbands, or wives of English teachers. The two Japanese people joining us, that's who! Should make for an interesting test. Ah, and speaking of our campaign, apologies need to be made. This is the first podcast attempted by this school, and friends will be friends. As such, recording will be a little... weird? Our game master and one player for this campaign will be joining us via Skype. Everyone else will be crammed into a teeny tiny little classroom. As such, individual mics, mixing boards, separate tracks, what magical things are those? We don't have any of those things! Maybe in the future, but not now. Either way, I will discuss the future of this podcast more later, but for now, details! We are playing Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition. Why? Two reasons. One, it is one of the newest systems and therefore easiest to get. Even in Japan, materials are just a visit to Amazon away. 2 5th Edition is somewhere between two other RPG systems I want to test for different reasons. Pathfinder and the Narrative Dice System, either with Genesis or Star Wars. Pathfinder because it has so much customizability. It is an upgrade of the open RPG system Dungeons & Dragons used in 3.5, and as such there is so much material available, both official and homebrew. But it has so many rules! Such a lot to remember! And a very complicated system. Don't forget, less to read means faster to the action, especially with students. Narrative dice system? Less rules, less math, less relevant skills, more story-focused. But less structure, less definition, less spelled-out options. For different students, both systems have their merits, but 5th edition is somewhere between. Lots of material, simpler rules! Now wait, you said testing, so what benefits are we testing if this is a test? Like I said, being a system of rules makes it easier to think of what to do or say, but being a storytelling game leaves players open to let their creativity go wild. What if your players aren't creative? The rules still tell them some things they can do. If players are creative, ho ho ho, they can do a lot. Second thing to test, how enjoyable is it? Like I said, just doing the practice has its place. This sentence pattern here, those words there, but practice students want to keep doing outside the classroom? That's gold! And we will be checking, interviewing players, asking what they learned, what they liked, what they don't like, and why. But that brings us to the last thing to test, that idea I mentioned called transference. How quickly do students take this practice and turn it into better fluency, better speaking speed, and so on? Again, student interviews plus day 1 versus day 100 recordings! But here is maybe the question I should have started with. Why should you listen? Well, question 1. Are you a student studying English or a non-native English speaker who wants better English? Wonderful! We have listening practice, and we are taking the time to introduce this practice method to you. We will even explain the rules more simply, hopefully, and maybe publish guides for how to play in easier English than the rule books.
But I'm not an English student, you say.
Are you a teacher? Great! Again, we introduce a resource you can use, campaigns you can try, systems you can try, and listening practice for your students. But what about me? Very clearly not a student or a teacher. Ah, so good of you to ask. Well, do you like a good story and a good laugh? If nothing else, hopefully there is that, and you can skip all this boring,
why is the system good for you or your students?
Shop talk. So, what plans do you have for the future, weird and strange host man? Glad you asked. First, our next podcast will cover character creation, guiding a player through the steps to make their own character. Then, as part of that same podcast, we will show backstory creation and integrating that character into an existing group. The next podcast after that, our first game together! Should be exciting! What else in the future, though? Podcasts continuing this campaign, connected to player interviews from time to time. So wait, hold on! Didn't you say this first campaign was just a test? What about after that? Glad you asked! After that will be the true ESL RPG, where I will GM a game of all English students and non-native speakers of various levels, and hopefully, various native languages. Again, player interviews, what's useful for who, where, and maybe another system. At the moment, I have access to materials for Dungeons & Dragons 5th Edition and Pathfinder only. But Call of Cthulhu is very popular in Toyama. In fact, it is one of a very few systems available at the local shop in Japanese. Could a Cthulhu campaign be in the cards? Maybe. Wait, anything else? Yes, sometime a long time in the future, if this is successful and gets some sponsorship, people sending things in, or monetization, we might do a one-shot podcast to test many, many, many systems and games, and not only tabletop role-playing games, Secret Hitler, Cards Against Humanity, maybe others. Yes, we will test them to see what is good for what kind of students or what tweaks you might need for the classroom. Wait, what is that? One more question? Okay, shoot! Oh, will I be speaking like this for the whole podcast?
Well, no. Obviously, this introduction is scripted. I will speak at a more natural speed during the game and a more natural tone for myself when not speaking in character. And yes, my character will have a very different voice from normal for me.
What voice is that? Tune in to our campaign and see for yourself. Thank you for joining us on this introduction to ESL RPG. Good night.